Weekend Sports Wrap. Kick off your business insurance with BizCover. Compare free quotes, save, and get instant cover online. Well, they're up and about. They've now got two missiles. Liverpool win the FA Cup. It was locked at duck egg apiece after 2 hours of play. The Reds won 6-5 in the penalty shootout. Kostas Tsimikas was the man to put it in the back of the net. Liverpool's first FA Cup win since 2006. So that's their second trophy. They have the League Cup. They have the FA Cup. The quadruple is still in play.
Yeah, the Champions League and the EPL up for grabs as well. I remember waking up early back then in 2006 to watch that Liverpool FA Cup final. I was a massive Michael Owen fan. They used to have Emil Heskey around that time as well. John Arne-Riise, who was a Norwegian. So given my family background, we used to love John Arne-Riise. So we used to be big Liverpool fans, but just over time, it's harder and harder to watch the coverage of all these different leagues. Do you find that? Like, you got to have Optus Sport for this one and KO for this one. And
there's four.
Four different for streaming services.
Yeah,
it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas Optus, I used to just have it straight on SBS, all the goals from the EPL over the week, and then a match of the round or whatever. And I used to follow Liverpool really closely.
How did you get into that? Like, a young Australian living in Port Macquarie, unusual hours. How did you find the EPL on your radar?
I think I just came across it flicking through channels on the SBN, SBS, and then was just... just loved it. And I really got into following Michael Owen. And then the FIFA football games came out on PlayStation.
Yes.
So you play FIFA online. You know, this week they announced the last ever FIFA on EA Sports. They've parted ways.
Wow.
Yeah. So for everyone at home, go out, buy this year's version of the FIFA EA Sports game. That'll be a collectible. Don't open it.
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
They're out of the game.
It's out of the game.
They're out of the game.
Did you guys ever play ARL 95 and it had Fatty?
Was that Andrew Eddinghausen game?
That was the OG, ET's Rugby League. Yeah. But then EA Sports brought out ARL 95, and when you made mistakes, a video of Fatty would pop up and go, "Oh, well, you're a goose." Like, into someone,
that's good.
It was so good.
That is good. Yeah. So, the Champions League final coming up, Liverpool versus Real Madrid, 5 a.m. Sunday, 29th of May, live on Stan Sport. Bozza, Maxi Rushton, who you hear on SEN, and Craig Foster will be calling all the action there. Now, as far as the Premier League is concerned, City drew 2-2 with West Ham last night. Liverpool 4 points behind City with a game in hand. They play Southampton on Wednesday morning. So assuming they win that, they now are 1 point behind, which means the final match day, City play Villa, and according to the betting markets, City are an 85% chance of winning that game. So not drawing, actually winning that game.
Yeah.
But dreams are free if you support Liverpool, and there's a 15% chance they don't win.
Yeah. Remember this happened, something similar happened. Was it Man City and Liverpool the opposite way?
Manchester United and Man City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was the last day,
Aguero.
And there was, Man City scored a goal in the last game. It's a super similar scenario. So for mine, it's still on the line.
Because both games were in Manchester, I believe.
Yeah,
so you could almost hear it across the way.
Yeah, was it Liverpool that spoiled the party by beating Man United or tying with Man United? Liverpool were wrapped up in it somehow.
No, I think it was Southampton, and a lot of ex-Liverpool players were signed by Southampton and Liverpool bought the other way too. And I think it was an ex-Liverpool player.
Here's an interesting text we just got in. Skip from Robertson. The missile catching the soccer on SBS. Something tells me. World movie searching going on. There's a few boys came of age on SBS late at night, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's right, Skip. Skip, nothing gets past you. I'm with you. There you go there. So that's the case as far as the EPL is concerned. From the UK, we go across to America. NBA playoffs turned on its head in today's game. The champs, Tata, Tatiana, Weston Webb, they are gone, aren't they? Milwaukee Bucks knocked out by the Boston Celtics. They were trailing, weren't they, the series, the Celtics? 2-1 or something, or 2-0?
It was 2-1. The Celtics they swept the Nets and then had this game, like seven-game series. They've been really fun to watch. They've had different players stepping up. Al Horford was a veteran that went to Philly, came back, scored 30 points, I think, in game five. And today it was lesser known Grant Williams who got 30-odd points for the Celtics. So
who's going to win the comp there?
I'll tell you what. Like, I was asked a question late last week.
Yeah.
I said it was the Bucks and the Suns in the finals again.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're both gone.
West and Webb.
So who's left?
So we've got on the west side, we've got the Warriors.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green against the Dallas Mavericks, who knocked out the Suns today.
Okay.
Who have this superstar, Luka Doncic, Slovenian. We actually played against him in the Olympics for bronze.
Yeah, yep. The name rings a bell. Yep.
He's an absolute star. Old Jason Kidd coaches them. So they've been a fun team. Obviously knocking over the Suns now. It should be a fun game, a fun series to watch against the Warriors.
Yeah, the Suns. Well, Chris Anstey, who we had on last week, he was tipping the Suns. Very confident they're gone. So Golden State Warriors versus the Dallas Mavericks, as Brooksy was saying, Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference taking on the Boston Celtics. Mm. In tennis, Novak Djokovic won the Italian Open overnight, defeating Stefano Tsitsipas 6-love, 7-6. And the French Open, of course, starts this Sunday. That's the way to do that. In the meantime, you can have your say on the Ryko Fielders call line. 1300 01 1170. Let's catch up with this fella. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Joel. James, how you going, guys?
Good, Rob. Very good.
Now, just adding to a bit of a sports update there, Joel and James, I've got a bit of an Aussie theme today for you.
Mm-hmm.
So overnight, Jack Miller finished second in the MotoGP in Le Mans in France, which was great. And he's now fifth overall in the MotoGP with about 14 races left. So he's only about 40 points behind. You get 25 points for a win. So he's a big chance to get in the, you know,
wow,
one, two, or three over there in the races.
Hey, Rob.
Also,
For people who don't know, Jack Miller, what does this mean as far as his career is concerned? Has he ever scaled these type of heights?
No, well, he was in the 250 MotoGP, and then because he won that, he progressed to the 500. And this is the top one you can go to. So, he's got the world at his feet at the moment, Jack Miller.
Wow.
So, boys. Also, Minji Lee won the golf tournament in America. She's now number 5 in the world. She's playing absolutely brilliant. And her brother is 50 in the world, Minwoo Lee. It's not a bad family, the brother and sister.
Yeah.
Imagine having a 5 in the world and 50 in the world, which is fantastic.
Well, Minwoo went a long way in the Masters, didn't he? He was right in the mix for up until day 4 anyway.
He was. Yeah, I think he finished top 10, so he'll get an invite back next year. He'll finish in the top 10. Sam Kerr, our great soccer girl, she scored 2 goals in the FA Cup. Then won 2 big tournaments in a week. You know, it's unbelievable. She scored the goal in the 99th minute after extra time. It was unbelievable. Well, I shouldn't say unbelievable, Joe. I say that word too much. It was incredible.
Yes.
It was incredible. But Sam Kerr's brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant. Now, just one other thing, Joel.
Yes,
you have a crystal ball, do you?
No.
2 weeks ago, I spoke to you about the North Sydney Bears.
Yes.
Now, you suggested that there are too many teams in the comp and they should relocate to Perth and call the Perth Bears.
That's it.
Well, guess what? Overnight, Mark McGovern has spoken to the hierarchy at the NRL wanting the Perth Bears to start a franchise over there.
Yeah, Mark McGowan spoke to him as well.
Yeah, Mark McGovern. So things will ramp up, obviously, when Origin goes over there in a couple of months. So it'd be great to have the Perth Bears as the 18th franchise, boys.
And you know what else, Rob, you saw on the weekend? Did you see the little missed field goal challenge? The captain's challenge? But as it turns out, there are no players offside.
Exactly. So he loses the challenge, yeah?
Yeah, they lost the challenge.
Yeah, they lost
the challenge. But it's just a smart idea.
Like,
if I was coaching a team, any time my team missed a field goal, even if it was by 100 metres, I would want to check that and hopefully someone's offside. Anything else, Rob?
Yeah. Well, I went out to the Swans Essendon game. What a great win by the Swannies there in front of about 28,000. They've gone back again after losing 2 on the trot. So they've got a couple of big games coming up, one in Melbourne and then against Richmond up here. So looks like the Swannies are back on the road again.
Fantastic. I know you didn't expect to get that far, Rob, but just on this Cameron situation, who's going to take the reins there?
Well, Mark Mabay is the interim coach at the moment, but they're talking either Alistair Clarkson, James Hurd, or another guy. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I guess Yeah, Alex Clarkson's been off the scene for this year, so he's a big hope of maybe coaching the Giants next year. So, yeah, okay. There you go.
There you go, mate. Well, you made it to the end once again.
Thank you, boys.
Good on you, Rob.
Thanks,
we appreciate
well
that.
Done. Thank you.
There he is, Rob with our blind side. He doesn't miss a beat, Rob. So things we miss, he picks up. That's the Weekend Sports Wrap. Kick off your business insurance with BizCover. Compare free quotes. Save and get instant cover online. 1300 01 1170.